sitting opposite me now, I have to be on my best behaviour, is my boss, Kieran Murray. Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Tony. Thanks for having me.
It's your station. Kieran, all joking aside, anybody who is listening, and I presume everybody has heard it at this stage, on Saturday, we are, and very honoured, I may say we are, and it's a pleasure, to host Féile as part of the Craol Féile Festival. Can you maybe elaborate, and for the uninitiated, explain what Craol and what Féile is all about?
Well, the Féile is the annual gathering of the different community radios across Ireland, and I suppose most people are familiar with the fact that there's RTE, and that's the state broadcaster, and then they may be familiar with the big commercial broadcasters, the likes of the Today FMs and the, I don't know, Clare FM and Kerry FM, a lot of them happen now in the country and in Dublin. There's lots and lots of the big commercial stations. But there's also community stations, and Near FM is one of those, and there are lots of them around in different parts of the country and in the north as well. So they come together every year for Féile, and it involves a series of workshops and seminars and panel discussions around radio and media and a whole aspect of community input and people's input and people's ownership of radio. And I suppose I should say from the outset that it's not open to the general public. But if people would like to get involved with community radio, with Near FM, you can just contact us at the station. We do run regular tours of the station. We do run inductions for new people, introductory sessions for people who'd like to get involved in broadcasting, like to get involved in media in some way, whether their field is music or whether they're interested in local current affairs or local issues. We love to hear from people. But on Saturday, the Féile will have probably 150 people from all different parts of the country taking part.
I think it's important to point out as well, Kieran, that this is not just confined to Ireland. We have people coming from abroad, because we have community stations. It's not just an Irish idiosyncrasy. This is a worldwide organisation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a very big thing. As a matter of fact, it's certainly bigger. Well, it is well developed in Ireland. It's very well developed and highly thought of in France and in Austria. And we do have the head of the French community radio, Eric Lucas, will be speaking on Saturday afternoon. And one of the senior people from Austria, Helmut Peisel, will also be there. That'll be looking at the European aspects, European projects. And that takes place on the Saturday afternoon.
And Kieran, I suppose to get down to the nuts and bolts of this, how important for the local communities is having a community, an active and a vibrant and a functioning community radio station?
Well, I suppose we like to think that it's very much a part of the community. And it's obvious, I suppose, in rural places that wouldn't be so well served, the likes of say Connemara have a very vibrant community radio, and in South West Clare they have Radio Cork Abashkin, again around the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush and that rural area in South West Clare. You'd have very, very strong stations in big towns like Athlone and Dundalk and Youghal and those kind of places. It can be a little bit less visible in suburban parts of the city. It's not quite as obvious because, as I said earlier, there can be so many stations. But I think, you know, probably from the areas of from Baldoyle to Merino and over to Beaumont Santry, you certainly have a real input that Near FM has had over the years. And that's from working with the community groups, working with lots and lots of schools and education programmes. You know, I think it's a vital part of a community. And it is a growing thing, and probably in years to come we will see more of that. Again, there will be lots of those community groups will be there on Saturday taking part too in their own right. The likes of the Northside Partnership, Kalasha Doolig, there'll probably be a couple of the local TDs will be there as well. I think Senator Eoin O'Riordan will be there. The new Minister for Communications, Dennis Naughton, unfortunately won't be there. But then he only got appointed last week there or so, so it was impossible to get him at such short notice.
Yeah, and I suppose it's very important as well, Ciarán, to point out that, you know, I've seen it in my time here and in my previous place, there are some documentaries made which feature local items or local events or local historical things, or maybe something that, you know, people are driving by every day of the week and they take it as being, sure, that's just fair, you know. And then somebody takes it upon themselves to do a little bit of research, do a little bit of digging, and all of a sudden there's a documentary made about it. And I have to be honest, Ciarán, and but excuse me, but what I've seen here, and as I said in my previous place, it would stand up to anything being done by any of the, as you call them, commercial radio stations, or even the state broadcaster or the national broadcaster. It would stand up to anything that's being done by anybody. Some of the product coming from community radio stations.
Well, we put a lot of focus on the production being of a quality that's engaging for people and that's enjoyable to listen to. But the other side of that too is we put a lot of focus on things that are local and that really don't get and wouldn't get a voice. For example, just outside the door here, when they were refurbishing the Bunratty Masonettes, it was a thing that was just happening without really any comment at all. And we felt that when you get a national project, a national refurbishment, the likes of Ballymun, lots of money goes into recording that and making television programmes, and there's books written about it. So we thought that the Bunratty Masonettes might make a good story. And there's a whole selection of these in our podcast, but that's just one where we tried to look at very positive stories over the years of the people who'd moved in there originally and the time that they'd spent there. And there's that gathering of documentaries about the local area is really important, and we're putting together an archive of material as well, very much based around the north side suburbs of Dublin, and that's a very unique collection. We hope to launch that. We've been working with the Broadcasting Authority and the local libraries, and we hope to launch that in the autumn. But I suppose in general, community radio across the country does give a voice to people at a kind of often referred to as a hyper-local level, and those voices don't usually get heard on the media, don't feature in the media much. One of our main speakers at a panel on Saturday is Dr. Roderick Flynn from DCU, and he just did a piece of research. It's part of a European piece of research about pluralism and diversity and ownership in Irish media. And clearly, it's fairly obvious that there is ownership of Irish media is in the hands of a very small group of people, and community radio is outside of that being owned by the people in the community, often as co-ops. But there's also the fact that in terms of diversity, there's not much diversity of voices on Irish radio. It tends to be very similar type of voices, and the community radio has done really well in putting a whole range of different voices on the air. And it might be that you'd hear
my own included, God help us,
a West Cork accent followed by a very raw North Inner City Dublin accent. But of course, it's important as well that you'd hear the accent of the migrant communities here. There's 150,000 Poles living in Ireland, and it's important that you can hear that voice as well in English as well as in Polish. And lots of community radios would be similar in terms of having voices from the Nigerian communities, from the traveller community, and from many migrant voices on air, and not just as guests but as presenters too.
Yeah, and of course it's very important to explain to people who may not know that we operate under a license system which has to be renewed, but the very same restrictions and rules apply to us as apply to RTE, as apply to News Talk or any of the rest of them. And I think it's actually a fantastic thing that the one of them that does apply is the fact that Tá Oireann Clár a Chuaigh as Gaeilge.
Yeah, being Clár in Gaeilge Ga Chlár air near FM, and we're very proud to have an Irish language programme each day. And I suppose it would be great to be able to do more of it, being mid a Gubberl in a Gael School in our canter. And the Gael School in that do help a lot, and it would be great to have more involvement from Colosh to Rockran and from the different Gael School on the Radio na Liffa, the Irish language station in Dublin, and Radio Fáilte in Belfast, the all Irish language stations, are also very supportive of the development of Irish language around the country too. And again, it's one of those areas that's not easy to sell advertising on, but community radio is not about selling advertising. It's about something quite different from that. And in that sense, it does give us
more. That's kind of important there, Kieran, that you're after touching on, because the ethos behind community radio station is different, let us say. You know, we come at things from a different perspective than, we'll say, the likes of your RTEs or your other commercial stations. The ethos is totally different, isn't it?
Well, the ethos is very different. And I suppose as a not-for-profit station, the bottom line isn't money. The bottom line is the participation of the community and the diversity of voices that you can put on air. So you're not always looking at every programme and seeing, can it make money? And lots of programmes have very small niche audiences, and we still feel it's very much part of our schedule to be able to put those out. And that can take the form of some of the long cricket broadcasts we run in the summer. And that's, maybe you'll have a cricket game between Clontarf and Malahide, and it makes it very local. That can take the form of some very niche music programming. Again, it's very important for us to be able to support local bands and local music, and to be able to play, whether it's Bionic Rats or Damien Dempsey, but lots of local stuff that isn't always going to get a lot of airplay. So a lot of what community radio does is really underpinned by its community.
Yeah, and I suppose what I have found as well, Kieran, is that a lot of people in the community, they turn, once they realise, I suppose, that there is a local radio station within their community, they're looking for a voice, they're looking to express their maybe grievances over something, and they find that it is the only platform that will allow them to do that, because nobody else wants to listen, nobody else wants to talk to them. It's not deemed newsworthy with some people, and as you said earlier, well, other people then would say, well, there's nothing in this for us, there's no revenue in it for us, but the local community station will always want to hear from people in their community.
Yeah, as a service to the community, it's very important that people do feel it's a place where they can voice their concerns, and you can bring much more to that than simply the social media approach, which can be very individualistic, just sending out your tweet or writing something on your Facebook. A community radio has the capacity to do all that as well, but it can bring you in with similar minded people, and it can look at things that are solutions to problems locally, and it's a great space for local city councillors as well to try and voice their own concerns at sometimes the slow pace of the development of the area, and to try and get behind the reasons for that.
Yeah, and of course, it's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me that, you know, we can be discussing, and from time to time, especially, I suppose, it's Northside Today deals with it, where issues pop up and we deal with them on the spot. And sometimes it can be very hard and challenging to get comments or to get interviews with politicians. But come election time, we don't seem to have any problem. We can't get into the place with politicians. They're only too delighted to come in and talk to us at times like that. Kieran, Saturday, very important day for Near FM, very important day for everybody here. And I think that as a community radio station, that the community should feel very proud that their community station has been chosen to host this. I would imagine that that's kind of the general feeling. That seems to be the feeling I get around the building anyway.
Oh yeah, it's great for us. It gives us a chance to put down a bit of a marker, to stamp, to state that this is what we do and this is what we're here. It's a bit of a showcase for ourselves, but for community radio in general as well. And again, it's nice to do it in the Regency and to keep everything in the area and to keep it on the north side of the city. So, we're very proud and we're really looking forward to the event. We will be broadcasting live from 10 till 1 on Saturday from the Regency, featuring a whole range of some of those guests that I've mentioned. And that programme will probably be going out nationwide on lots of other stations as well. That broadcast will be picked up So, so we're looking forward to it. It should be a great day.
And indeed we are. It will be a great day. And as Ciarán said, do please, please tune in from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. for the live broadcast from the Regency Hotel. And, you know, God knows it's great to put a positive spin on something on the north side of the city in the times that we're in at the moment. So it's great to be part of that. And look, we're all looking forward to it, Ciarán. And I would imagine that, because having seen on the periphery a lot of the work that has gone into this, like, these things just don't happen by themselves. A lot of work gone into this, and we are very proud. And, you know, these things aren't foisted on. You have to look for them, and you have to meet very, very high standards in order to be awarded the hosting of Féile. Ciarán, best of luck with Saturday. Hope everything goes okay for us. And thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Tá fáilte ar ort a gan uasal.